the Ellis and Hubbard Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Now, here's Hubbard and Hull.
Sing this, Ellison. You want to go?
Oh, man.
It's hard to pick up in the middle.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to pick up in the middle. I was going to start from the beginning, but...
Yeah, we can rewind it. We've got to rewind it. Yeah, let's go again. Let's go again.
Fight on, you Star Wars ranting on to the goal.
Yes.
Tear the Rockets line asunder as death. The fiery thunder knights of the green and gold. Fight with all your might. Say what?
What?
Fight on, you Star Wars Ram team. Fight. Go Rams.
Go Rams. That was awesome. Well done, Susan and Cheryl. Applaud. That was good, man. That was good.
I know, not the best singer, but...
Hey, you're better than me, and that's not saying much. That's more of... It's not even a compliment, I guess. But it was good. It was solid. It was solid.
I try.
We're going to sing it every time. We're going to sing
every time.
Every time you guys get the dub. Wow. This was... Ellison, I know you listen to the show when you're not on sometimes. Mm-hmm. I know you listen. And so you know that I did not pick Colorado State to win on Saturday.
And it's okay. I mean, a lot of people probably chose us to lose after watching Toledo play Notre Dame and losing by a field goal. So
yeah.
They probably were like, oh, the Rams have no way to beat them if they can't beat South Dakota State. So, you know, but we proved everybody
you
wrong.
You did. You proved everybody wrong. And, man, okay, you win 22-6. We're going to talk. Let's talk about this defense.
Yeah.
This defensive line. I mean, you guys are you're becoming as good as advertised. All offseason, we talked about this line and what you guys were going to be able to do against opposing offensive lines and quarterbacks and running backs. Mm-hmm. My goodness, you were stifling Toledo. I mean, it's like they couldn't do anything out there.
I mean, I think what we thought as a team is they came in there and believes that it was going to be an easy win for them.
They think, okay, we got close to Notre Dame. This is going to be easy for us.
They're 0-2. It's going to be an easy win. Well, that was not the case. We came in there, and we knew this offensive line. I mean, from the start, we were talking. The offensive line wasn't playing as hard as they should have been playing that game, and we took advantage of that. And the quarterback just was uneasy all night. I mean, he was running around. He couldn't really get his feet set and throw the ball. And even when he did, we had great coverage in the backfield, even with younger guys in the game. And, I mean, we were just playing lights out on defense. We had 6 sacks. And I mean, whew, 6 sacks is pretty huge.
Well, and I want to say to your credit, too, Ellison, I know you didn't register a sack, but yeah. I'm watching the game with my family, and I'm pointing you out. I'm like, hey, there's Ellison. There's Ellison. There were so many plays where, and a lot of times that's what your job, you don't get a lot of the glamorous, the accolades, yeah. But your job a lot of times just clogs that thing up. And
nobody can get anywhere.
Nobody can get anywhere, send that quarterback in different spots.
Yeah, in the running game.
Oh, my. They
1 yard rush for 21 rushes. So
That's crazy, man.
21 total yards.
They just couldn't do it. They could not run the football. And you guys shut down every aspect defensively. So what changed? Was it, you look back at Vanderbilt. And again, a better performance from week 1 to week 2. Is this just an example of... It is what it is. This is college football at the beginning of the season. You guys are all trying to figure it out. Even though you're advertised to be this great defensive line, it might take a couple of weeks. Is that what this is?
It's the climb for us. I think, you know, you start at the bottom, and now you're climbing your way to the top. And so far, you know, the first 2 games, the first one wasn't what anybody expected to happen. But then we climbed from that to Vandy, and we had a good first half, couldn't finish in the second. Now we climbed from that to Toledo, and then we come out here and we try to lay it out all on them. Now, you know, you're probably like, well, offense didn't score or, you know, whatever the case may be. But not everything's going to be perfect in a game. I mean, I don't think you've ever seen a perfect game from a team and then – you know, they loot, like they win. You know, some teams are going to have their mistakes and whatever, and that's the point of correcting it and get better for the next game. And that's what we did as a defense. We went out there. We said we're going to carry, or as a team, rather, we came in there and we said we're going to carry over the first half into the second half. And that's what we did. We dominated in the second, or in the first half defensively. Offense was doing their best to, you know, get us some field goal ranges and whatever. So we ended 3-3.5. Well, defense said, we're not going to just give up. So here we kept going. We kept pushing. And then we just stopped them from getting anywhere near the end zone. And offense just kept getting in field goal range for Caden Camper to get his 5 out of 5.
Wow. And I mean, I know I'm doing my best to try to stay on the script with you, Ellison, because I get all over the place because I just want all of your information in the world. But talk about Caden Camper. My goodness. He had a rough showing last week. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of fans were frustrated and everything. 5 for 5. He had a 47-yarder in this thing. I mean, this guy,
that's huge.
What was practice? So I heard the practice was a little nutty for him, like a lot of yelling and distractions and trying to just get him thrown off his game. And was that what was going on in practice?
So yeah, that was pretty much what was happening. Every time we would do a move it period, or you know, the offense had their period to go against the scouts and move the ball down the field. When he got in the field goal range, we would do 2 field goals.
Okay.
And we would have the whole team, whistles blowing, people running across in his face, throwing things in the air, distracting him as much as we can so he can kick the ball and make the field goal. And, of course, he has some misses, but all that matters is the game.
Yeah.
And that's what he did. He came in the game, and he said, I don't care who's making noise, what's going on, laser focus on that field goal, and I'm kicking it right through the uprights.
Were you guys trying to make him laugh at all? Was any of that happening?
I'm sure that was happening. We were trying everything. People pushing the O-line to try and block it.
Yeah.
You had people on the side. I'm sure they were saying things. I don't know what was happening. I was trying to block the kick, but I know everybody else was probably just saying some outrageous things to get him, you know, messed up in the head, but that didn't work.
How cool is that to see as a teammate, though? A guy that struggled, and then you guys are pushing him in a positive way throughout the week, and then to just see him come out and really be the difference maker in this game.
Yeah, I mean, it's huge. I mean, you would think that, oh, he's going to be in his feelings, he's going to be down, he's going to be out, he's going to be like, oh, I suck and this and that. But then you encourage him, you go like, you know what, we're not going to bash on you, we're going to actually build and help you so you can help us in a game, especially, you know, when it comes to a game that's just strictly on field goals, you know. We're going to help you be a better field goal kicker. And then when the time comes, you're going to kick that big field goal if it comes down to winning a game.
Hey, if you can get in field goal range and you can have a defense that's holding teams under 10 points and, oh, I don't know, get a crazy 70-yard punt return for a touchdown. What was going on, Panuncio, man? That was an amazing return.
That was huge. I mean, I was sitting on the sideline. And then we were like, everybody was like screaming. It was like, oh, oh, oh. And then we were like, oh. And, you know, we was like, what is happening? Who's trying to make the tackle?
As I'm watching it, it felt like slow motion because I'm like, he's going to go, oh, that's a good return. Oh, that's a really, he might do something. No, they're going to, oh, my goodness. How did he get outside like that?
And then he takes off and gets into the end zone.
Yeah.
You know, you're kind of in shock because you're like, oh, he's going to get down, but at least it's a huge return. Oh, oh, oh. And then, like you said, touchdown. You're like, woo, game changer.
It's absolutely crazy, and it was. I mean, that, and of course, like you said, I mean, amazing field goals. This defense, though, it really felt like you set the tone in that first quarter because you guys, as an offense, go down, you get a field goal, you don't allow anything in that first half. And I think, you tell me, I mean, mentally, does that give not just the offense, but you guys knowing, all right, we just shut them out in the first quarter. How much positivity, how much confidence does that give you in just going into the second quarter?
That gives us a lot of confidence. That means, well, this offense, either they're not ready to play right now or they're just not in it to win it right now. And, you know, at that moment, you're going from quarter to quarter. You're like, okay, this offense isn't ready right now. Let's keep laying the pressure on them. And I think as we continue to lay the pressure on them, they just weren't in it to win it at that point. And they were kind of like, we don't know what to do. We can't run the ball. We're throwing the ball. We're not catching the ball. It's being deflected. You know, guys have like 9 pass breakups and whatever the case may be. So, I mean, we have them stumble. And they're like, what do we do?
Yeah, you totally had them thrown off. And again, this is just one of those wins, man, where Toledo looked like a tough game anyway.
Yeah.
And then they almost beat Notre Dame. And then you're thinking, oh, my goodness, what is happening? Yeah. I'll tell you, man, I was watching a little bit of that Vanderbilt-Stanford game. And Vanderbilt ended up losing by a few touchdowns. But they stayed in that game for a chunk of it. And I don't know what that says about Stanford, whatever, but I guess at the end of the day, we don't know anything about college sports until like we get a few weeks into this thing. You were saying, hey, wait till we get in conference play to make your, you know, really make your assessments of this team because, you know, you just don't know in those first few weeks.
Exactly. And I, you know, after the game, I was like, okay, now we're 1-2. They're 1-2. Now you're like, okay, this Colorado State team, we still have to figure out what they're going to be like.
Yeah.
You know, are they going to be an elite team, or are they going to be just an average team? And, you know, right now, this is our upcoming game is our last out-of-conference game before we go into conference. So, you know, you still can't make an assumption or, you know, a definite answer right now until we get into our first game against San Jose. Then you can start to think, okay, you know, I'm kind of leaning towards Colorado State might not, or Colorado State will be. So whatever the case may be, you can't make it. You know, everybody right now is kind of out of conference, so you really can't, you know, everybody's – it's a different, like, atmosphere, I would say. You're not really – you're just battling to see, hey, I could beat the number 13 team like Fresno did against UCLA. Okay, that's great. But now you still got to play – now you're going to go to conference where teams are like, oh, so you think you're all that. Now I'm going to show you – you know, or I'm going to destroy you in this game, and then now what do you all talk for what?
It's all every week's a completely different story, it seems like. I mean, you just look at the guys in Boulder. You know, I'm not allowed, Ellison says I'm not allowed to say the name.
I saw the score.
The guys in Boulder almost beat Texas A&M, and then suddenly,
and then
Minnesota beats them by 30. So what is, like, that's what I'm saying. Every single week is just completely different story.
And that's why I was like, conference play really determines more than just out of conference. Out of conference, you don't know what to expect. You're playing a team that's trying to, you know, like, for instance, Iowa. They want to be in the
they want to be in the playoffs.
In the playoffs. Right? So you think they're not going to take us take us for like, oh, chump change. No, they're going to come in here like we're Ohio State and try and run through us and something like that. And some games you just go in there and go like, ah, this doesn't really matter. You know, so it depends on the team. It depends on the week. But when it's conference, everything is on the line every week.
Yeah. Well, I mean, again, it was a huge win for you guys. Congratulations,
thank
my
you.
Friend. I know you celebrated with some Crazy Carl's pizza,
oh,
too.
Oh, of course. We had it yesterday. We had Crazy
Carl's
pizza.
You had a lot. I was jealous. I'm like, am I invited to this party? Man, I won't eat that much of it.
Victory meal for the team.
Man.
The team.
How many pizzas did you guys get?
We had a lot. I can't even remember.
It was a big old stack of them.
There was three stations and pizza at all three stations, so, and they were stacked up. You saw the picture.
Dude, the Crazy Carl's people, they just love you, man.
Yes.
I mean, they think the world, we all do, man. You're such a great dude, but, you know, that pizza's going to a good home.
Oh, my gosh, it is going to a good home. I promise you that.
It's delicious, man. Love the folks over at Crazy Carl's Pizza making this thing happen each and every week, and I think this is just a fun opportunity. Man, you got the dub. We're talking about a dub, man. I mean, it's exciting. And beating a team on the road like that with Toledo.
At their home.
Do you feel a lot of relief, or is it still like conference play is still the thing? Or is it like, whew, okay, we got off of that zero column. Mm-hmm. That feels good.
It feels good to have a win, but we still have a long journey ahead. I mean, you know, it's good to have a win. It's good. It feels good. It's like, yes, we know we can win, but you know, my eyes are still on we want to win this championship. So
yeah.
This is behind us now. Now it's on to the next game.
On to the next game, of course, as Ellison said, it's a tough one. It's against Iowa. Mm-hmm. I think they're 5 right now.
Yeah,
number five. So
number five.
They a loss to them, doesn't matter who it is, is the end of that playoff hope. So, yeah, they're viewing you guys as the Super Bowl. Like, this game is it's a must win. Every game's a must win when you're trying to be a playoff team.
And it's probably, for them, a we-must-dominate type win.
Kind of, yeah, because, that's how the rankings go. It's not just did you beat a team you were supposed to beat, but did you cover the spread? Did you beat them by this much?
Yeah.
You guys were 14.5-point underdogs against Toledo. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
You're
really?
14. You were picked to lose by 2 touchdowns and 0.5 points. So does that? Obviously, you don't look at it, so it doesn't bother you. But knowing you beat a team 22-6 when you were favored to lose by 14.5, that's got to be a pretty special feeling.
I'm sure that hurt a lot of people out there who really, really.
I stayed away from it because I didn't want to involve Ellison in that at all.
We're down 22 against. I saw that we're down 22 against Iowa. So
yeah, that's what it is right now.
We'll see what happens this Saturday.
Yeah, well, yeah. Well, time will tell, my friend Ellison. This is one of those. I'm wrong several times. I'm happy to be wrong about this one, my friend.
Yeah.
Hey. Next time I pick you guys to lose, just call me out. Just say, hey, settle down, man.
I'll send out a tweet after the win. And I'll be like, Brady, did you
need to, because I send out the tweet about the fantasy football, although I just got smoked this weekend. So
it changed for me. Now I'm destroying who I'm going against.
It was awful. It was embarrassing. I scored like 90. Near broke. You met him. He was there with his wife at the thing, and he came up and he said, what does he say? Go Rams, Buffs suck. That's what he says all the time. Well, he was beating the... Maybe because I picked the Rams to lose. He is taking it out. He had Lamar Jackson last night.
Oh, wow. I had Derrick Henry, and Derrick Henry got 47 points.
Dude, he just, like, won that game on his own.
I mean, what? 47 points? And Russell Wilson gave me 23. But, I mean, Derrick Henry, wow. Way to respond.
Did you have Derrick Henry?
I do. Yes, I do.
Are you winning? Smart.
I'm winning.
You're winning. I love how you say, I'm winning.
And I even had a wide receiver out. I couldn't get the spot filled back up.
Oh, you couldn't do it in time?
Dang. And I still won my...
You know what sucks? So we go over to my mother and father-in-law's house on Sunday mornings. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll get set, just hang out with the kids. They're running around. And they have the worst internet service ever. So I can't set my lineup. So if I don't set... So that might be what happened to you. If I don't set my lineup like 24 hours in advance, I go over there and I'm like, well... My lineup is what it is. So good luck, everybody.
I didn't even see your lineup. I'll take a look at that.
We'll look at it during the break. Yeah. All right, let's take a look at the rest of the Mountain West when we come back. How about that? The Ellison Hubbard Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Northern Colorado's voice in your home for the Denver Broncos is 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Join Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick for Clark and the Coach. Weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. More Rams and football talk with the Ellison Hubbard Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza.
Welcome back to the Ellison Hubbard Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. It's a W Monday. I almost said Friday. We're not that far ahead. W Monday, man. It's great to talk about this Rams team beating up on Toledo 22-6. Not a lot of people picked the Rams to do it, but the Rams did it. And that's great for the conference,
that's huge,
too.
Actually.
Yeah. I was talking to Jesse Kurtz of the Mountain West, the lead anchor of the Mountain West Network, and he was like looking at all these games in the conference, and he said how big of a weekend this was. And you guys, that was a big one for you guys to beat Toledo on the road like that, because that's good for CSU, but it's good for the Mountain West Conference, too.
It is good for the Mountain West Conference, you know, especially after, I guess we could say, a good amount of wins that they had, you know, so... Looking at it now, they're kind of like, well, where do we rank most of these teams at? And right now it's kind of, I mean, you could tell guys who are the teams that are undefeated, they should be at the top. But then now you kind of got the ones and twos, the twos and ones, and now you got to kind of figure out who goes where and what.
Well, let's look at the rest of the conference and what you guys did over the weekend. The Mountain West Conference, Ellison and I take a look at the weekend. That was. Well, was New Mexico going to go surprise the world and do something crazy with Texas A&M?
I don't think they were.
That was just CU's day
against them. But after that, Texas A&M was not falling for nothing.
They're not overlooking anybody anymore, man. No. They beat New Mexico 34-0. Here was the game, though. Fresno State beat UCLA 40-37. Jake Haener.
And they're ranked now.
They're ranked now.
22.
That's amazing. I mean, that's great for the conference.
Yeah.
It's amazing for
that's
this
huge.
Conference.
So,
Jake Haener was amazing. 39 of 53. Threw the ball 53 times. 455 yards.
That's amazing.
Two touchdowns.
And they were battling, too. I think they won on a last-second touchdown, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a last-second crazy performance. Fresno State, man.
Wow.
They appear to be the real deal right now.
I think they're trying to reclaim their title.
I think they are, man. They went
40-37. They still go through a bunch of other teams in the Mountain West. It's not easy this year.
No, I actually think this conference is going to be pretty good. And we'll move down that list, too. I want to talk about Nevada in a moment. Iowa State going up against UNLV.
I just wasn't expecting anything different.
I wasn't really either. I mean, UNLV, they've got some work to do, right?
And UNLV's 0-3.
Yeah, wow. 0-3 on the season. They lose to Iowa State 48-3. Iowa State's a top, what, 15?
Yeah, 14 right now. So
the Nevada K-State game, I think the spread was only like minus three or something.
Wow.
Nevada was in this thing throughout the. I mean, it was seven to. It was 10 to. What was it? No, it was 17 to 7 at halftime. But Nevada comes roaring back, ties the game at 17.
Wow.
And then from that point on, K-State just goes crazy. And they outscored Nevada in the fourth quarter 21 to nothing.
You win some and you lose some. And I think Nevada, they lost this one to a good team. So Kansas State, they know how to play some football there.
They do.
And I think, you know, after that, it kind of shows what they can do and what they can't do and what they need to get better on. So we'll see when they play their next game and when they get in the conference how well they do.
Yeah. Well, the team up north, Ellison, the Wyoming boys. Wyoming. I'm blanking it out for you.
Yeah.
They beat Ball State 45-12. They've kind of had an interesting schedule.
So far, I'm not too impressed by Wyoming. And not just because, you know, they're my rivals.
Because you hate them.
No, I haven't seen them really play any competition.
They haven't. They didn't have the schedule you guys had,
and
for
they
sure.
They definitely don't have the schedule anybody else has played. So I would like to see what they can do against a good team. And, you know, until then, I mean, they're just playing teams that pretty much are like a New Mexico or, you know, a team like UNLV. So
they're not going to be battle-tested like the Rams are going into conference play. I'll tell you that much.
They're not.
San Diego State and Utah. This game was a tight one.
Three overtimes.
Man, three overtimes. My goodness. And the Aztecs pulled this thing off in the end.
That's amazing. You know, San Diego State is a good squad. I'll give them their credit where credit is due, and they're a pretty good squad. And, I, you know, them winning that game, it was just a battle-tested game. Who was going to come out there and who was going to fight, you know, for four quarters plus some. And San Diego State showed that they can win 3-0. And, you know, looking at this conference, it's kind of weird that they're second. But I guess because San Jose has played Hawaii.
Yeah, there's been a couple of teams that have played some. Well, this next one, Utah State and Air Force played over the weekend.
Air Force is a pretty hard team to play against. I'm not going to lie. It's been kind of hard playing against Air Force if you're not very disciplined. But you know, Utah State came up there. They were disciplined. They knew what to do. And they gave Air Force the L.
Yeah, this was crazy. Utah State wins 49-45, and they're 3-0.
3-0.
Kind of a nice surprise in the conference.
I mean, we'll see what they can do.
Yeah.
You know, conference is soon for, well, at least for us.
You guys have them on the road, right? You're going to their place. Is that right? Yeah, we'll check on that.
Well, because the last year they were supposed to come to us, I'm assuming we're going there.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm
tired of playing at Utah State. And, but I'll be happy to get a dub at Utah State.
Hey, go get it, man. Exactly. Just go get it. That's going to be, I mean, who knows? They might be a better team than we thought.
Yeah.
Boise State, Oklahoma State. That was a game I was really looking forward to, and that delivered. It was a great
Boise
game.
Boise has played really good against teams out of our conference, especially that are supposed to be top-tier teams in their conference, respectfully. But I think Boise, right now it's just playing their butts off with a new coach. And, you know, they're trying everything they can to win. But we'll see what they can do in this conference. You know, they show that they can play. They have might that they're going to try and beat you. You know, they just lose by inches.
They lose 21-20. No scoring in the second half. So everything that happened in this one was
first half.
If you bet on the over in this one, you were feeling wonderful about it in the first half, and then nothing in the second.
It was a battle of defense, just like we were in the first half against Toledo.
Those are the worst kind, right?
I know.
Hank Bachmeyer had a pretty nice game, 22-34, 242 yards and a touchdown. And then another Mountain West battle, San Jose State went down to Hawaii. Anytime you go to Hawaii, it just seems like that's tough to play, isn't it?
Yeah, it is tough to play. They actually have, you know, a nice little crowd, and they're going to play for their crowd. And, you know, now they're playing at a different stadium this year, so I can't really tell how that is, but... Wow, I mean, San Jose coming down to the wire against Hawaii, they win by four.
Got the job done, but it was tight.
It was a tight game. Hawaii's going to play hard. They're going to give everything they got to win this game. So,
well, now it has us wondering. Okay, well, San Jose State was supposed to be really, really
top
good,
guns,
and they struggled right there.
It's too early to tell who's going to.
You're right.
I mean, maybe you can say Fresno is it top dogs as you look at it. You know, right now from the whole Mountain West, but. You know, I'm not gonna.
Well, starting this week, we got a couple of teams getting into conference to more conference play. You guys are still, of course, out of conference playing Iowa. Fresno State's playing host to UNLV this week on Friday night, and they are 31-point favorites. 31-point favorites.
I think UNLV is still going to give all they got to Fresno, but you know, Fresno's a little too strong to lose that game.
Suddenly, this one becomes interesting. Boise State and Utah State.
That's going to be an interesting game.
Boise obviously. State's favored by 9.
Wow.
So,
wow.
Ooh, I mean,
it's an early game.
So we're
10 a.m. That's amazing.
That's crazy. That line's interesting, too. San Jose State, still non-conference for them. They played against Hawaii last week, of course. Western Michigan.
I see San Jose maybe winning that game.
I
don't know. It's going to be a battle between those two teams.
Wyoming's got UConn. So, again, that tough schedule keeps getting easier.
So far, I'm not going to. UConn, and they're getting blown out every week.
Yeah.
Almost, so.
So Wyoming's going to be 4-0 before they start. They're 29.5-point favorites in this game.
And so
those are just not
State.
Even real numbers.
Yeah. Wyoming and San Diego State are going to be 4-0 before we even get to play.
San Diego State's playing. Who's that? Towson?
Towson? Never heard of it.
Can you even click that team? You can. I always say sometimes there's teams you can't click, and that wasn't one of them, but sometimes that happens. San Diego State should start 4-0.
Yeah.
Air Force is going up against Florida Atlantic.
If FAU can stop and be disciplined, stop the option, they might. But, you know, you never know. Some teams aren't too disciplined enough to stop the options.
Yeah. So. Like you said, if you can figure that out, you might be able to win. Two more. Hawaii and New Mexico State. Hawaii is a 17-point
favorite
in this one. Yeah. Wow.
I haven't really seen much of New Mexico State. So, you know.
Yeah,
but
1-3.
Hawaii, I still think it's going to be a battle maybe in the first half, and then Hawaii might pull it off.
Okay.
Just because it's Hawaii. They're going to battle their butts off.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, might get a dub there.
Yeah.
Finally, New Mexico and UTEP. UTEP's favored by 1.5.
That could be a UTEP win, honestly. But I heard New Mexico has a pretty good quarterback, and he's playing pretty good. So I think it could be a good fight right there between those two, especially because Boise State blew UTEP out a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think New Mexico might try to come in there and give it all they got.
After losing 34-0, you just got to get that bad taste out of your mouth.
You
right?
got to go in there and you got to play lights out.
All right. That's the rest of the Mountain West with Ellison Hubbard during the Ellison Hubbard Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Did you watch the Broncos game, much of that game
yesterday?
Yeah,
I watched a little bit of that game. I was like, at first, I was kind of scared.
First half was kind of slow.
I was like, the Jaguars might get their win.
Oh, yeah. I could just see the headline. Trevor Lawrence finds a way to get it done. Whatever. I know it's not a creative headline, but bear with me. But second half came around
and
some good things happened.
You think if he would have lost, if Teddy Bridgewater would have lost, you're going with Drew Lock after that, or you're going to?
No, and I'll tell you what. Let's give that answer on the other side. Let's take a quick break. 37 minutes after the hour. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
The Good Afternoon Guy with Brian Gary. Weekday afternoons at 3 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. More Rams and football talk with the Ellison Hubbard Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza.
Forty-two minutes after the hour, welcome back to the show. It's the Ellison Hubbard Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. And Ellison takes us through, of course, each and every week, the recap of their game. We look around the Mountain West, and we take some time to talk a little NFL. The Broncos are now 2-0. It's interesting. Vic Fangio was 0-7 before this year. Now he's 2-0 in September. So, you know, it's feeling like this team's turning around, of course, to a fairly easy games on their schedule with Jacksonville and the Giants.
Fairly easy. I mean, I guess the next three might be fairly easy. You're paying the Jets next.
You got the Jets.
The Jets got pretty beat up by the Patriots this weekend.
Yeah, the Jets, man. I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see how this team does it there with Zach Wilson. I mean, he has not looked good so far.
And, I mean, maybe it's just getting into the mode, just like Trevor Lawrence. They're just trying to get their jitters out the way, and, you know, game three, hopefully their jitters are, you know, dispersed and gone, and you're like, okay, I'm playing big boy football now.
Yeah, well,
time to actually step up.
It can be so tough sometimes because when you draft quarterbacks, when bad teams, because bad teams are generally drafting in the top five, they get quarterbacks to come over, and it's not like it's night and day difference. The teams aren't going to be that much better.
Yeah.
They're going to have a better quarterback, but the pieces around them still struggle.
Could it? And sometimes it could be, well, they got new coaching staffs and everything is just literally new for that team. And, you know, maybe that could be kind of like, well, now we're trying to get the team all together with a new quarterback straight out of college, and we're trying to either rebuild or we're trying to win. And I don't know which one is going on for the Jets and the Jags. Maybe they're trying to rebuild and win, or they're just trying to win. And I wouldn't expect much if I was a fan to start winning games. You all just got here.
Yeah. You know. You asked me about Teddy Bridgewater.
Yeah.
Would I have, you know, would I be, if he was bringing that same thing in the second half, would I want, as much as I was a Drew Lock guy in the offseason, I'm still a guy that says you can't pull the plug. So if Teddy would have brought the same, you know, his first half was kind of rough, second half was phenomenal. If it would have been the same as the first half, I still would have said, you got to go another game. You got to give him more opportunities, because you don't want quarterbacks to be on such a short leash that they're constantly looking over their shoulders. So I think he's buying himself a lot of freedom as far as, you know, pressure on him to succeed. I do think on that side of it, it's, you know, he's going to have a couple of really bad games in a row before you make that move or get hurt.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, you're not going to want the quarterback to be like, okay, now I'll have a lot of pressure. If I do bad, they're going to throw in, you know, the next QB. That's too much mind racing. And then you're not going to, you know, win games, because then he's going to be thinking about losing his starting job. So, yeah, I was seeing where your mind was at. I was like, you know. But everybody has a slow start to a game sometimes.
Yeah.
And then you just got to turn it on. And Teddy turned it on in the second half. And bam, Jacksonville goes down.
It's a little worrisome, though. We were talking about the injuries. You know, Jerry Jeudy's out for a few weeks because of the injury last week. Bradley Chubb goes down again with that same ankle injury. Josie Jewell, who was having a really nice game yesterday, he's out for the season, it looks like. So the injuries continue to mount up. We had the Fuller situation, but Patrick Surtain stepped in beautifully. So injuries are going to be something to worry about.
Yeah.
That's why I do think this Jets game, again, we've said it all season, these first three games, I feel like they're kind of must wins, because when you look at the front of the next three after, next four, Ravens, Steelers, Raiders, Browns, plus the injuries, you got to get these wins while they're in front of you.
Yeah, you have to, because I know the Ravens are going to want to keep winning and keep that going after they just beat the Chiefs last night. You know, the Steelers, they're kind of in rebuild mode. You know, Scott Patchen keeps telling me, we're rebuilding. Okay, that's fine. If that's how you want to look at it this year, the Steelers are rebuilding, then we'll look at it that way, because the Raiders beat them. So I think it'll be a good game. I mean, looking at the, you know, Jerry Jeudy might be out, but Sutton turned on the lights yesterday, 9 for 9 receptions, 159 yards. I mean, that's pretty huge right there. Not too much to worry about if you have him and Tim Patrick catching passes.
Yeah.
And, you know, getting in the end zone when they can. I mean, I think the Broncos, yeah, they must win this game, but I still think they'll have pretty good games against the Ravens, Steelers, and the Browns.
Yeah, so cool to see Cortland Sutton getting back after, man. I said before he got hurt, this guy could be an elite wide receiver in the game. And then he gets hurt, and, you know, we've just kind of been wondering what it's going to be like. He came back last week, got one catch. This week, though, was just absolutely a monster.
Yeah, and, I mean, get him going. If you get him going, he's gonna keep rolling game to game.
There is something to that, isn't it? When you give him a two-yard reception here, just something quick, just get him the ball fast, and then they get that, even though they know they can do it, but getting it inside that specific game, just give him that quick confidence, and then, man, it gets easier.
It does get easier, because then now you're like, okay, now I'm in this game. I did it last game. Let me do the same thing, and we keep going. So, honestly, that's how it works pretty much, is when you get that guy hot, and you get him going in a game, he's going to build that confidence from game to game to game. And you have nothing to worry about, because now you're like, I know what I can do. I've done it. I can study myself if I need to and tweak the things that I kind of messed up on, even though people might be like, that's outstanding. And then you're going to be a great player.
Yeah. Hey, shout out before we take a break. A lot of Rams out there. I mean, a lot of your friends, man, getting some nice awards. You saw Scott, but you just mentioned Scott Patchen. Patchen. He was named to Pro Football Focus National Team of the Week. McBride, another. I mean, this guy gets awards all the time. The Reese's Senior Bowl, named the Fort Morgan native. It's National Offensive Player of the Week. And, I mean, the list goes on and on. Caden Camper, man. I mean, he was honored for a Mountain West Special Teams Player of the Week, too. So.
Wow. I haven't cool, even seen that. And that's...
Yeah, we got this from CSU just moments ago. Pretty cool, though. That's when you know, the wins are... That was a good win, but there's a lot of stuff that comes with it, too.
A lot of guys stepping up when they needed to step up.
And, yeah.
You know, when their name was called, they answered that phone. And, you know, we got to continue to carry that over. And, you know, week after week, if we can build that up and most of the team can do it,
Yeah, you did too, my friend. You guys keep doing that defensive line, like we said. The depth is there, the group is there, and just keep grinding, and we'll see what can happen. And we're getting closer and closer to conference play. We'll take a short break. Quickly, we'll get Ellison's thoughts. You know, just what does the early film say about Iowa? I mean, we know they're good, but what are you picking on particularly or specifically, at least early on in the week? We'll be right back. It's the Ellison Hubbard Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza.
More Rams and football talk with the Ellison Hubbard Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Prep sports and the UNC Bears are on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. More Rams and football talk with the Ellison Hubbard Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza.
Gotta love Crazy Carl's Pizza. It is... I mean, it's the greatest pizza place. And I'm not even just saying that because they're the sponsor of this show, man. The mother and father-in-law are like, wow, thanks to Ellison, we know about Crazy Carl's Pizza, and we go there all the time.
It's amazing pizza. I promise you that, guys.
It's good. All right, so we got about a minute here. Couple of keys. All right, Iowa, we know. They're a darn good football team. But what are the things that stick out? You kind of start breaking into the film. What things stick out to you at this point on that offense?
Pretty much just, you know, good run team. They can throw the ball a little bit, but we got to be ready for the run and be able to hold our points in there and just let them know we're here to play.
Well, on their scouting report, I'm sure they're saying, hey, this defensive line and this defense overall can hold up. They can make some big plays. So it's going to be a battle for you guys this weekend for sure.
Yeah, it's going to be a dogfight for sure.
We'll see, man. And then you have a bye after that, and then you jump into conference play. So one more non-conference game for you, my friend. We wish you the best of luck. It's going to be a battle for sure, but you know what? We thought the same thing about Toledo, and you never know what could happen.
Exactly. Anything could happen on any given Saturday.
I'm excited for it, man. Yeah. It's been fun so far. These programs have been so exciting, and just get your insight around it and just follow along for the ride. And then, you know, the Rams fans that were freaking out, well, now they can calm down for 1 week at least, right?
Yeah, they can, and I hope they can start believing in the Rams and not doubting the Rams.
Yeah, no, I hear you, my friend. Ellison, always appreciate it, man. These are great shows, and we're going to let you get back to work and prepare for Iowa. It's going to be a big one.
I can't wait. Game day.
All right, game day coming up this Saturday. The Colorado State Rams going up against Iowa. This has been another edition of the Ellison Hubbard Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Ellison, my friend, we'll see you next week.
Yeah, I'll see you guys next Monday, and go Rams, baby.